Welcome, everybody. Share number 1160. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rabaron Zisu, Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha, and Lirafua Shalema Sarafega Bas Leinachama. Getting back to our Malach of Tzad, trapping. Okay, we're trying to end off a few more odds and ends here and there in reference to our Malach of Tzad, trapping. As we always say, there's always more Shilas questions that come up along the way. If they do, even though we might be in a different Malacha, we'll come back and mention that Shaila, which we've done in the past and will continue to do, Bezras Hashem. Just an interesting thing, which comes up, could come up quite a bit, brings on the Sefer Klolim on page Kuf Ayin Tes, in conjunction with, which is what we spoke about, if there's a fly. There's a fly caught in between the screen and the window, and I'm going to close the window. I have to close the window. We said because it could be it's cold, so I have to close the window. So we said these type of, if there's a reason for why one is closing the window and the fly would be trapped, right? I don't want the fly. Opposite, I want to get rid of the fly. So that's number one. And the fly is a, so it's what we call a psikreshet loy nichale, right? It's going to happen automatically, but I don't need it. I don't want the fly, but it's also ein amina nitzah. The fly is not a type of a creature that people capture to use. We've spoken about that from the Shulchan Aruch. So you have two derabbanans. Okay, but be it as may, we're not going to go through the whole sugi again, but I just want to go through a few odds and ends in reference to that, which we spoke about. So if it's cold, somebody's allowed to close the window. But the first thing I wanted to mention, which we did mention, but it was brought to my attention, I want to just stress that you always want to try and get rid of the fly. In other words, you know, if you have the screen or whatever the case is, if he's caught, you can't kill the fly, but you could open up the screen and try and chase him out, you know, to try and shoo him away, that he should fly away. Well, the fly's not interested in coming to you and bothering you. The fly wants, he's just stuck. He wants to leave. So obviously he would be much happier, this fly of leaving between when he's trapped between the screen and the window, he wants to leave. So maybe to pick up the screen a little or let the fly go out, because we've spoken about in the past that the issur of tzad trapping is to capture and confine a creature, an animal or whatever it is, whether it's a mina nitsa or ain't a mina nitsa, that's not the question right now, but it's confining and capturing. But when you release an animal or you release a creature, so that's the opposite. That's no problem. You can release a fly. If a fly is trapped, you could open up the door and let him go. The opposite. That's great. So that's the best thing to do in these situations, just try and open up the screen somehow and let them fly out the other way, not into your house. But be it as it may, we spoke about if it's cold, the Mishabura spoke about if it's cold, closing the window, if there's a burn in the house, okay, whatever the case is. But there's various different reasons also. It could be even the person wants the air conditioning is going to go on. The air conditioning set on a Shabbos clock, or the air conditioning is on and it's very hot outside, or whatever the case might be. I don't want to let hot air in. Could be there's a lot of dust. The safer Klolim brings down on page Kufayin Tess. He brings down that one would be allowed to close the window in a case like this, whereby the flies can automatically be trapped. Again, not killed. You can't kill it. But when Shemistar Shiyesh Harbezavuvim Bevesai. In other words, he says that you're closing the window, that it shouldn't come in. The fly shouldn't come into the house. Because the fly comes in, it's going to bother you. It's going to be extremely annoying. So you don't want to capture the fly. You just don't want him to come into the house. You're not interested in capturing him. Again, you try and let him out. But in case in time that he's just not flying out, so you close the window and finish. And you don't want him in your house. That's why you're doing it again. You're doing it the opposite to get rid of him, like we've spoken about. So you don't have a mind. You don't have kavana to trap the fly. You want to get rid of him. So the point I wanted to make over here is, number one, we try and shoo him away, right, to chase him away, open the screen or whatever, if possible. Number two, it's not only about if it's cold. There are other reasons also. It's hot, air conditioning is going, whatever the case is, there's a draft, there's a wind, there could be it's dust, or even to the point that you just don't want the fly in your house. I want to close the window so he doesn't get into my house. So it brings down the safer klolim. And he brings down, in such a case, let's say I don't want the fly to get into my house. I don't want to trap him. I want him to leave, but he's not leaving. I just don't want him in, so I'll close the window. This is also considered a psikresha, whereby it's going to happen automatically. Psikresha, you don't need it, right? But tzeda, in the melacha of tzeda, capturing the rabbanon, the makam tsar kitzas, and it's makam tsar kitzas, because of the fact, it's a little bit of the tsar, that a person doesn't want it coming in and bothering him. Now, the only things I do want to say, the Sefer Klalim brings down a reference if there's more flies in the house. He says, Yesh Ladun Shehu Shuadin Mutter. There's flies in the house. So therefore, Vasagar Achalain will close the window, so that more flies don't fly in, because it's going to be he doesn't want any more flies to fly in, so I'm closing the window. Not because of really so much the fly that's there, but I just don't want more flies to fly in. And there's flies around in the area. Of course, you don't have a mind to trap the fly. We're talking about in the case in time where the person does not have a mind to capture the fly, trap the fly, but the point is over here that he's closing the window so that more flies don't fly in. It could be in a case where it's only possibly that one fly, maybe not, but definitely if it's going to be a big tsar for the person, so then to close the window, again, not to trap the fly, but just to have him, to make sure that no flies get into the house, so then there's makam to be makel over there. You have a psikresh, again, the same thing, you have a psikresh, and so on. But of course, like we said, always where possible, try and chase him away without killing him, that he should just fly away, open the screen or whatever the case is from the outside. And usually it does the trick, usually gets the fly or whatever insect is over there, they fly away after a while. Sometimes it takes a minute or two, could take a couple of minutes, especially without killing them. You have to play tricks, you know, to try and shoo him away, but usually it does work after a while. It does. I know by us, we once had some sort of an insect crawling on the screen. We just couldn't get him off. We didn't want to start moving him. Obviously, we didn't want to kill him, whatever. So we moved the screen up and down or whatever the case is. Eventually, it left, but it took a little bit of time. So sometimes it does take a little bit of patience to try and shoo the fly away, that it should, like this, you don't have to come on to all these heterium of trapping him or whatever the case is. You try and get him to leave, by shooing him somehow, and of course, without killing him. But I do want to stress the fact, like we've spoken about, that one should make sure that their kavana, their intention, is not to trap the fly, because a fly is not a dangerous type of thing. It's not going to hurt anybody. It's just annoyance. So one has to be careful not to have kavana to trap the fly. This whole heter that we're talking about is in the case in time that the opposite. Their intention is to make sure the fly doesn't come in. They don't want it. They want to get rid of it. But if you're doing it to trap it and, I'll get rid of it, I'll show this fly after Shabbos or whatever, that's already running into a problem, even though it is a drabbanon, but still trapping it is a problem because of the fact, like we said, it's not a type of insect that's going to cause any pain to anybody. Now, by a bee, we spoke about last time, was a little bit easier, even though one has intention, because in fact, a bee could hurt, like we said, even putting a cup over it and so on, and all those halachas we spoke about a bee is much easier when the person's intention is to trap it. But a fly is a much harder case because of the fact that it doesn't hurt people. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Thank you for listening. Aslachim Baruch HaKol Tov.